Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already the final day of March 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones, back in studio in Austin, Texas, from a visit to California. A ton of news coming up. But first, an in-depth look at the exciting legislation moving through Congress to repeal the Patriot Act and the illegal NSA spying. John Bound reports.
America, Congressman Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky, and Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat of Wisconsin, need your support. Earlier this week, they introduced legislation into the House to abolish the Patriot Act. You know, the Patriot Act, the cancer that's been metastasizing the body politic since 3 days after the 9/11 attacks. The bill, dubbed the Surveillance State Repeal Act, H.R. 1466, would prohibit U.S. spooks from plating back doors into technology, as well as provide extended protections for whistleblowers such as Edward Snowden. In addition to repealing the Patriot Act, the legislation would also abolish the 2008 FISA Amendments Act, which the NSA has largely used to claim its mass spying programs are legal. H.R. 1466 states that any future snooping involving American citizens would be subject to strict oversight and require warrants in all cases, as well as probable cause. The legislation would also prohibit the government from forcing tech companies to install backdoors in their products to enable NSA surveillance. Surveillance law enforcement lobbying groups have been pushing for some time, while security experts and those within the tech sector claim the NSA backdoors will have disastrous consequences. The new legislation would also provide for an independent controller to receive complaints from whistleblowers and to protect them by reporting any valid information to Congress on their behalf. Unfortunately, the bill stands very little chance of passing, given that so many bought and paid for representatives in Congress largely support the unconstitutional Patriot Act because their hands are tied by special interests and their minds clouded by hubris.
There is too much money in this process of doing bulk acquisition of data. That's their motive to get to keep having the money flow and keep that going. So changing that particular procedure is rather difficult even within government, because this money comes out and goes to corporations that are in the constituent areas of the representatives and senators. So they have a vested interest in also keeping this going. So the only way to do it is to raise up as a public. We have to start standing up as Americans. Americans aren't supposed to sit back and let things happen and let government do what it does. We're supposed to be out there challenging. We have to be participating in our democracy and republic. We cannot sit by and let these things happen and be quiet. If we do, we're going to get this totalitarian state that we're sliding toward right now. You can't sit there and say you don't have any power. You really do have power, and the power is to talk to your analysts or to your representatives and senators and complain to them and make sure that this is a major concern to you. And when they come around to give you town meetings and talk to you and get your vote, stand up and address them and make them publicly come out with a statement of their position on this issue. If you don't, I mean, they're going to continue doing what they are doing right now. They simply say they're assuming because now if you're not complaining, they're assuming that you're okay with everything they do, or they feel they can do anything and the country will accept it. And as long as they keep saying things and not telling the truth and exposing what's really going on, they can keep you in the dark and you'll never know.
Do you want a peaceful solution to the madness of Big Brother's unwarranted overreach into our lives? Flood those phones and demand your representative rehabilitate our Constitution by voting in favor of H.R. 1466. Take your power back. This country belongs to we, the people. Representatives can be identified and contacted here.
I live in America. Right on. That's what I'm talking about. Another high five.
John Bowne for Infowars.com.
And that video with the contact points to Congress is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I am wound up. There is a ton of vital news straight ahead. So stay with us and tell your friends and family. Tune in right now because this transmission is going to be powerful.
My name is Dell and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Where to begin? I have returned. California, formerly part of the United States, have a lot of observations about that. Obviously, the world is degenerating quickly when it comes to destabilization. Simply put, the news and information we have to cover today is over the top, and it's just intensifying. But there is certainly some good news as well. People are starting to really do their own research and find out that we are in peril if we do not reverse the course that we're on. We have a lot of updates on Jade Helm today. The Washington Post comes out and says why Operation Jade Helm 15 is freaking out the internet and why it shouldn't be. and it's another whitewash. This was on the cover of one of the main sections of the Washington Post today. It was on the cover of Metro and State, I guess last Thursday, here where I live, on the cover of that section of the paper, a regurgitation almost word for word, if you compare the articles, to the Dallas Morning News and the Houston Chronicle and a bunch of other papers. This stuff is being basically put out by Pentagon PR teams and then regurgitated with only a few of the words changed so it isn't open plagiarism. Pretty amazing. But the good news is the Washington Post links to our articles and tweets. Beyond denial, preparation for martial law in America that Joe Biggs tweeted out, the article that Paul Watson and I wrote last Friday that we need to continue to get out to everybody. Joe Biggs took action, will you, with that story. If Operation Jade Helm were happening in any other country, it would be immediately labeled for martial law. So that's just some of the tweets that were sent out. Breaking, Jade Helm 15 is martial law in the USA. And then they put a link to Russian armed insurgents in the USA, a separate story that we didn't put out. That's how they all mix it together to confuse people and then claim that we're saying things like that. The good news is people are really starting to get it. As I mentioned, drudgereport.com today is linked to this story. Nationwide emergency alert test causes panic and confusion. TV viewers across America see unexpected message. Now, why do people get upset by this? Having presidential messages on their phone, seeing their television taken over and saying prepare for civil emergency. Because folks understand that we're not in Kansas anymore. That we're not in Mayberry anymore. That we are becoming a tyranny. And that's why folks have resonated with our warning about Jade Helm since day one. Now, over 2 weeks ago, we said, this is not a takeover this summer that will be actual martial law. It is in preparation to condition the troops, the local governments, and the population, and to test media control. And that's what they're doing now, is wargaming this to try to see if they can sell the idea of permanent military occupation on our streets. And it's been in hundreds of government-issued publications. That's a conservative number. Stars and Stripes, Army Times, we've made films, we've made special reports, we've shown you, the Washington Post, the New York Times, how we need troops on the streets permanently, and we need checkpoints at the malls, and we need NSA spying to keep you safe, but the border's going to be wide open, and we need to go after the Tea Party and gun owners, and MSNBC says it's good that the IRS is going after veterans groups and Christian groups and the Tea Party groups. Good, arrest them. They shouldn't have speech. We played those hardcore, flaming authoritarian statements here. I mean, hardcore. And you've seen the mainstream news articles about, is it reasonable Fort Hood General told soldiers that if they are part of the Tea Party or evangelical Christian, they will be court-martialed? I mean, the military under the First Amendment are allowed to be Satanist. I don't like that, but you can read Austin American Statesman articles and Colleen newspaper articles about the giant satanic parties they throw in public, at parks, on the base, with orgies and you name it. And the police go, well, it's their religious right. By the way, folks won't believe that if they're new viewers or listeners. That's the kind of thing the news does, too. They'll say Jones claims they're having satanic orgies at Fort Hood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go pull up the news articles about satanic masses, and I know it's different, but it crosses over Wiccan masses and the parties, that's part of it. And just like the Hopi Indians can take mescaline, peyote, and not get in trouble, they have religious ceremonies. It's their religion. The occultists, the Satanists, are having these type of parties, and it's on record. Anybody can pull up Satanist on U.S. military, Satanist chaplains, U.S. military. It's been all over the news. But they think the public's stupid, so they'll probably have a news article about that saying Jones claims they're having satanic meetings on bases. My issue is you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Satanist, you can be an agnostic, you can be a Hindu, you can be a Muslim, you can be a Baptist. Evangelical is one of the biggest. In fact, guys, we pulled that article out. It's one of our articles that links to Fox News. I want to put that on screen for folks. Just since I mentioned this right now, it was about 2 years ago. And the headline is Evangelicals Tea Party. Soldiers told not to be part of the Tea Party or Evangelical Church. I mean, that's the headline. I want to put it on screen. I want to get it there. I want people to see this so they can understand that in America has gotten so totalitarian that the commanding general, and he backed off once he got heat. There it is. Does Army consider Christians Tea Party a terror threat? That was the Fox News whitewash. Let's actually click on the link. There it is. And when you scroll down, Fox reports it like it might be reasonable. It doesn't say you have a First Amendment. How dare them say you can't be part of the Evangelical Church, probably the second biggest Christian denomination in the U.S., maybe third biggest. You can debate it. How dare them say that you can be court-martialed and it violates the military code of justice to, quote, be in the Tea Party or evangelical. Boom, Fox News. Boom, 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 boom. But you can have a satanic party at Fort Hood and people running around naked having sex in the middle of a park. Well, it's a religious ceremony. So that's what I was getting at, is that truth is stranger than fiction. And you've got this whole backdrop of the FCC grabbing the internet and all these EAS alerts. And we've got footage here. Video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. They've got black helicopters flying around landing. And then you've got people being rounded up and being marched on to white vans and disappeared. And then we had the G20 that my reporters were at in Pittsburgh, I don't know, 5 years ago, and footage of a car pulling up, troops jumping out, grabbing protesters, shoving them in. Let me just Google snatch and grab a G20. And then disappearing them. And then it happened the next year in Canada at the G20. And then it happened the next year in England. I mean, they just pull up, grab peaceful people, people in military uniforms, and disappear them. And then I was watching on the plane back on American Airlines last night, where they propagandize you with NBC Universal propaganda, this show, Chicago PD. I'm going to talk about that coming up. It was a pretty good show, entertaining, had me supporting torture by the end of it at an unconscious level. Because the guy is a good cop. He means well. And at the end, you know, he was doing it all just to get a diamond ring back that belongs to his dead wife or whatever to give to his son-in-law. But he tortures everybody and takes them to secret sites to torture them, which the Chicago PD really has. And these shows are there to be a mind control narrative to make good men and women think they're doing illegal things and involved in illegal conspiracies to protect America. And it even had Army propaganda in it. And again, I'm not against the Army itself. I'm against the propaganda to turn it into a total tyranny. And it's all these shows are just pure brainwashing. You add all this together, it's incredible. And the Washington Post says, don't freak out about militarization of police. Don't freak out about the Patriot Act. Don't freak out about the NSA. Don't freak out about a 10-state military operation with people posing as civilians, quote, doing suspicious things. It's all a conditioning op. And I told you, it's going to have elements that are for overseas. All these massive operations do. And Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday about how it is for attacks on Iran and Syria. Of course, they're going to be doing some practice for that as well. But all this is about, at the bottom line, is death squads openly operating where the helicopters show up, the spec ops show up, they take you out, they kill you, or they disappear you as just the next level of intimidation. And this is all about a criminal government trying to maneuver the military, the armed services, into this treasonous role. And let me just give everybody news. I see this statement put out by PSYOPs all over the news that there is a civil war in America. We're going to crush the Tea Party. You can't deal with helicopters, spec ops, and hellfires. Yeah, if a civil war breaks out, the patriots aren't going to sit in their houses and wait for the helicopters to come. The patriots would just go out and engage the political class that runs all this and end this very quickly. So just step aside, step around the brainwashed troops, and the patriots are going to go right at the politicos, right at the generals that are running this.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 8442-GUNS80.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich, and how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died.
Everybody knows.
Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants to box the chocolate at the long stem rules.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. I go under the knife tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, at my hernia that I've had for 14 years fixed, I have lost so much weight because I have a long torso. When I sit down, I still have a tiny little pot belly. I mean, where it folds over my pants. It is one-tenth what it was. And so now that that's actually gotten so small, and I've lost so much fat internally that I actually have a little piece of intestine sticking out. It's not very fun. Doesn't feel very good. It's sticking out right now. And I'm going to have that sucker fixed tomorrow by a great doctor. So say your prayers for the info war. But I'm sure it'll be fine. It's all in God's hands. And then I should be back in a couple days if there aren't any complications. But I did wait 14 years, so the hole has gotten to be about the size of a silver dollar. Silver dollar right in my belly button. So that is coming up. David Knight's been doing a great job while I've been out of town. He's not filling in. He's hosting the InfoWar. My reporters aren't filling in on the nightly news. They are the anchors. They are the reporters, and they are kicking butt. I tell you, they've gotten better and better as I basically thrown them in the deep end. Most of them novices, never been in media. David's been in media, and they've just really turned out to do a crackerjack job. And they're teleprompter free, something mainstream media folks should never do. Now, where to begin here? Because I kind of went off into a jag about Jade Helm and the rest of it. We do have Dr. Mercola joining us in the third hour to cover some very positive news and to break down a higher order of killing. Killing us softly, the soft kill program. Here's CBS News, human birth control chemical. CBS News, wow. You can Google Alex Jones BPA juice boxes and find over 100 articles in national TV, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, saying I'm a total kook 6 years ago and right through to today. When I say over 100, it's probably like 300, that BPA is not a birth control chemical and that I'm lying and that it doesn't change your sexual preference. Human birth control chemical, BPA, caused lower fertility in fish, government scientists say. And then it goes on to report it basically also changed their sexuality. In many cases, giving them basically both sexual organs in their development. Newly released research from the U.S. government scientists found a chemical in birth control pills, and the chemical BPA, affects the fertility of fish. So what they put in the plastic, those little microwave liners, and the rest of it is what you put in birth control pills. And we wonder why men are so feminine and so fat and so weak and so pathetic and why they suddenly want to climb in bed with another man. It's this. And I'm not bashing people who genetically had predispositions. And this is a complex issue, and it's a spiritual issue as well, but I don't judge people. And I don't hate people. I don't get thrown on a high horse because of somebody else's sexual proclivities if it isn't directed at children or innocence. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a Pharisee. But this is a subject I'm going to talk about with Mercola. This is some big victories we're having in the third hour. Because of the chemicals in utero, and Dr. Groups talked about this, but I've had medical doctors like Dr. Blaylock on talking about it as well, you will have, and they've now done brain scans, they've now done autopsies on people that have gone out and had sex changes, and in most cases, they have a woman's brain. Or there's women that have basically a man's brain. There's major physiological differences. First thing is there's three times the connections between a female brain, left and right hemisphere, than there is in a male. And they just go and do autopsies on people that commit suicide and stuff that are, and my God, they got a woman's brain. So This was done, though, through the chemicals. Before it happened, sometimes it was very rare, maybe 2% of the population total. Now it's going to skyrocket up to the majority.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Konstantin Sivkov, one of the top geopolitical analysts in Russia, speaking at the Moscow Economic Forum, and he has Putin's ear, called for nuclear attack on Yellowstone National Park to trigger the supervolcano. The consequences will be catastrophic for the United States, and also an attack, I guess, by sappers, by infiltration teams, by sleeper teams, to set nukes off on the San Andreas Fault. You can't make that up. That's on mainline Russian TV right now. The next generation of weapons that Russia will use against the United States in World War III, we're going to break this down in the next hour. And it ties into a letter that was mailed on the 26th to these offices that I'm not going to show on air, or someone claiming to be inside the military system basically said the same thing. And when the nukes will go off. This is getting really bizarre. Funny that that all ties together. Because I don't know about this letter. I know the Russians are up there spouting off about it on television while building giant bunkers. Here's why people are so upset about Jade Helm. They know they're being lied to by the media, the whole Brian Williams syndrome. They know that their dollars aren't buying what they used to. They know that the system's becoming authoritarian. And they could see the screws tightening everywhere. And then meanwhile, mainstream media is up there saying everything's fine, go back to sleep. But kind of in a schizophrenic way, because you can't deny what's happening. So they'll have articles admitting we're the most militarized country and that we're losing our freedoms, but, oh, look at these kooks, they don't like it. There's not logic there. So the system kind of wages war on logic. I did reports over a decade ago, but 6 years ago is when the media really attacked over it, with medical doctors about how BPA and other chemicals were feminizing boys, hyperfeminizing women, making women go into puberty when they were, you know, 6, 7 years old. The old average was 14, now it's 10. Girls as young as 3 are going into puberty. Breast cancer is up 3,000%. And in mammals, in amphibians, and in aquatic fish, it's accelerating aging, accelerating puberty, confusing the sexes, causing all sorts of disorders. GMO, BT corn does this to every rat species, every rodent species, guinea pigs, mice, rats, you name it. I mean, those studies are legion. And I'm just sitting here going, hey, this is social engineering written about in Brave New World in 1932 about how they would confuse the sexes first before basically ending the sexes, making us asexual and wiping out our fertility, where you have to go to a fertility clinic where the government takes control and decides what designer baby you're going to get, taking control of the entire human development system. That's now being announced with sperm counts down in some areas over 95%, on average about 87% worldwide, it varies, 89%, that soon, within just 2025, is the headline, most people will have to go have a designer baby made. But don't worry, insurance will cover it. Oh, and you may have to add a third parent, though, because two won't work anymore under this. Or a fourth. So they'll have a designer clone, basically. But then they put some traits in that look like you, claiming it's your kid. It won't even be your child. It'll gestate inside your wife, and then you'll have your clone. And people are going, this guy's far out. That's all over the news. I told you 20 years ago about humans being grown, humanoids, inside the uteruses of cows for organ harvesting. It was in the BBC. And I would have people on the street go, you're a liar, that's not happening. Now it's all over the news 2 weeks ago that, yes, they're growing babies inside utero of cows, but don't worry, they've changed the genetics of the human to be part bovine, so they're not rejected. See, like organs are rejected? So it's not a human, it's a humanoid bovine. They've got humanoid porcines. That's a pig. They're working on humanoid pinnipeds. Look it up. That's seals. And they're talking about if elephants weren't so expensive, they haven't figured out how to create artificial wombs yet, where they could grow people up full size for bodies. Humanoid pachyderms. Look it up. You're not in Kansas, baby. You're in the New World Order. For over 15 years, China has cows at a factory level producing body parts, and I don't even know where they're going or what the market is. They're just growing them, and the cows separately produce milk that's human. See, the cows are part human, and the humanoids are part cow. Meanwhile, something that's ancient news is finally all over mainstream news. Human birth control chemical, BPA, causing lower fertility in fish. Oh, that's part of why there's problems in the ocean? Really? Oh, well, I guess the soft kill getting us kind of just the blowback, just the ricochets are savaging the giant oceans that cover 76% of the Earth's surface. Newly released research from U.S. government scientists found a chemical in birth control pills, and the chemical BPA affects the fertility in fish. These chemicals often end up in the waterways. And then suddenly the genitals start shrinking, the fertility starts shrinking, and suddenly they know people are going to be confused sexually, so it's everywhere going, put in the new bathrooms, accept the fact that we're going to have men that are women, women that are men, and all these new genders and people that are gender neutral, and Facebook has 50 different sexual genders now. When all it is chemically attacked folks dying. But, oh, see, I'm homophobic about the fish. No, folks, I'm giving you science. Cut out all of the moralizing about gay, lesbian, blah, 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 all of this. I care about all these people. I don't obsess over these issues. Everybody knows that. I'm telling you what happened here. I'm like Charlton Heston at the end of Omega Man, which is a remake of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, both excellent films. And he's got the cure for the virus that basically turns people into undead vampires. And he's there, and they go, buddy, we don't want to change. And they throw a spear into him and kill him. In fact, can you check on YouTube, end scene of Omega Man? I mean, I'm here showing you where the White House science czar wrote about this in the 70s. I'm showing you the proof. I've made films on it, how they're doing it. That Google Pentagon planned gay bomb. They've got chemical hormone sprays that they can spray on a man. And you immediately begin releasing chemicals in your brain where the smell of men through your olfactory nerve makes it uncontrollable that you want to jump on top of them like they're Marilyn Monroe. There it is, BBC. U.S. military pondered love, not war. U.S. military investigated building a gay bomb, which would make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other. In rodent studies, within one day, the rats even stopped eating. They just began fornicating immediately. Now, you want to understand we've been hit by a confusion weapon, a stun weapon. And they don't want it to be too obvious. They've been testing a whole bunch of different systems, positronic, electronic, waves, chemical, radiological, biological. They've already put viruses in the population. They've been testing them on troops that actually destroy parts of the brain, reprogramming. All of this is going on. They've got viruses that will go in and take out inhibitor areas of the brain where you will be like born super soldiers. You notice I told you about this 15 years ago, and 2 years ago the new Bourne movie came out where they use viruses to reprogram the brain. The difference is, though, you wouldn't be controlled on that. That's why they're talking about a processor chip along with it, with the new biological android, which they'll take soldiers and turn into, because they can't grow them fast enough in cows and then raise them, and they're having too many problems. But down the road, they won't need to take soldiers, put them in secret programs, brain chip them, test virals on them. And, of course, not everybody turns into a super soldier. A lot of them end up getting really screwed up by all this. Oh, yeah, the movie's basically real. It's just throwing in your face what's happening so that when they openly announce this down the road that you can be a candidate for it and go volunteer, then it can be like the new celebrity that, oh, my husband or my neighbor or, you know, my dad, you know, volunteered to be enhanced. And they were enhancing soldiers in the 80s with cyborg components internally in Maryland. That's all I know, and that's the one case we know about. They tried to hire my dad again. They tried to hire a bunch of dentists in Dallas who were, you know, implant doctors, and he was a pioneer in implants and oral surgery, one of the first people to do implants and actually do them on patients, not just at the university where he worked. And he treated CIA people and other stuff like that. He's let me tell the story. Actually, he doesn't like me telling it. It's just fine. Go ahead and tell it. And then they tried to recruit him and offered him like double the money to move to Maryland. I remember the whole discussions at the dinner table, my mother saying, I'm not leaving Texas. I don't want to be in, you know, some secret government program. And he didn't tell me any of the details. It was just he was going to be working on spies and special ops, putting stuff in them. And obviously you can imagine hiding stuff in somebody's jaw, you know, fake teeth. But it goes well beyond all that, because they were telling him, no, we're going to put you into some advanced surgery medical courses, and then this is not just going to be in the jaw and in the mouth where his degrees are. I mean, you understand we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We weren't in Kansas in 1982. I mean, before they have The Daily Show or MSNBC get up there with Rachel Maddow, Rachel, it's okay you got hit with chemicals in utero, and then I'm not against you, and I'm not saying you're bad. I know you have the brain of a man. I understand that. It's okay. So you're attracted to women. I understand that. The issue is I don't hate you. I don't hate the fish that this is happening to. This is being done to us. You understand that. But see, instead they want to embrace the system and basically go with it. I think we have Omega Man on DVD somewhere. Did you guys find that? Is that on YouTube? It is on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. I'm going through the video now. I'm not at the correct spot yet.
Just go to the end. Thank you. You're the best. Well, you can do the Vincent Price one. I think he actually goes there on that one just to kill everybody. Oh, God. You know, if anybody gets anything from this show, I just want you to understand this. We are living in a fantastic science fiction movie, and there is so much good in the world. There's also so much bad. I mean, I was out in California. Talk about a tale of two cities, best of times, worst of times. I was in Orange County, which is heaven compared to Los Angeles. I love Northern California, love Central California, love Southern California. I mean, it was so beautiful on the coast. And the people are in La La Land because it's so nice. And that's where the parasites have all gone, you know, the socialists, the globalists, the rest of it, to milk the system because it is so beautiful. Austin, compared to most of Texas, is very beautiful and very nice. So they're all coming here. But it's the best of times, worst of times. And I just look at families at the beach realizing that they're being targeted, they're being hit by this, and that poor people don't know how to avoid the fluoride, don't know how to avoid the GMO, and that's why they're having such horrible health problems and such low IQs. I don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic. And I was thinking just that very thing this weekend, and I just wanted to warn everybody. And I want to warn poor people, but they don't have the money, the way the economy's been basically algorithmed, to even get the food and the clean water they need. I mean, none of the yuppies, liberal, conservative out there, and I was talking to some, none of them drink tap water. None of them eat GMO. None of them. They are aware of what's going on, and they look good, they're smart, but they're self-centered and just into enjoying the level that they're at. But it's like a rising ocean of poison. They're never going to escape it just being above it because it's designed to take everybody out in the end. Study reveals sad link between poverty and children's brain development. That's out of the Huffington Post. But see, the answer is give more government funding, not why are they so unhealthy. I mean, the Michelle Obama doesn't say don't eat GMO. She just says eat less calories. She doesn't say don't eat aspartame or all this other garbage. MSG, she just says, no, eat your MSG. Just eat less calories. Pesticides on fruits, veggies linked with poor semen quality. Reuters. See, this is just in the news today. And then you read all these books written by the former head of UNESCO, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. Aldous is over here writing fiction. And then Julian's over at the UN actually doing it. In the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, he was in the UN in the 50s, 60s. They're writing books in the 30s about the plan, and guess what? They've done it. And now it's about to get real bad in the social engineering, where it gets incredibly obvious what's going on. And you're going to have EAS alerts on your TV. It'll be every month, then every week, then every day, then every hour. Then you're going to have government announcements breaking in over radio, TV, internet, over your phone. It's going to all be force-fed. You're now seeing that start. Stories up on InfoWars.com. This is the conditioning. See, the takeover isn't Jade Helm. Jade Helm is only one more tick on the clock as it races up to midnight. But we're already in an increment of martial law, in an increment. But it's selective. I was in the LAX airport yesterday, and if you waive your rights and go through the turn your right to travel into a privilege and do the smart check, then they might not search you. But I watched them still searching people that did the pre-check
and then people were pulling their shoes off, and they were spraying toxic air freshener in there with stinking feet, and to sit there and watch people walk through the aisles and just all of it, an unsanitary joke, and then searching everyone and body scanning everyone putting their hands up in the act of submission, saying, I'm a criminal, and now police are announcing, whenever we pull anybody over, we just want you to get out, put your hands up. Yeah, leave the borders open, release hundreds of thousands of armed felons, let them go free, but everybody else will be a criminal because we don't profile. Everyone has the right to be a slave. You understand? This is the journey to slavery, and then they have the Washington Post and every other publication in the country. I mean, L.A. Times, Washington Post, New York Times, Dallas Morning News, you name it, all saying, don't freak out about Jade Helm. Everything's fine. This is not going to be martial law this summer. Alex Jones is wrong. He's a kook. Yeah, because I never said there'd be martial law this summer from the start. You build a straw man. Preying on your viewers and your readers. Because you're predators. But you're being preyed on as well. And you think you're powerful because you've gone along with the system. So when we come back, the latest on Jade Helm, the latest on the economy, we're going to get into Russia. Analyst calls for nuclear attack on Yellowstone National Park. Can't make that up. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The mission is not impossible.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we can identify the globalist master blueprint plan to destabilize humanity and bring in a technocracy, we can stop them. If we can get the true narrative out to the population. The general public is mesmerized by entertainment, mesmerized by disinformation, and is in a stunned chemical state. But if you reach someone and they're aware of the propaganda, they can be basically broken out of it. And where we really see the unified propaganda is in television, where they show a hero cop who helps everybody, but he goes psycho, he tortures people to get the bad guys, but then the end justifies the means, shows like Chicago PD. And in the primitive narrative of the mind, you did the bad thing, but it ended up being for a good cause, so now it's okay, but now it's been sold to the system to do it in general. And then Chicago actually has black sites torturing and killing people. But it's okay because it's bad guys. You've now converted over to North Korea or to Mexico. This is how the end justifies the means leads you to this tyranny. Now, going back to the Omega Man, he's a scientist, microbiologist. He discovers, Charlton Heston movie, a remake of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. He discovers the cure is actually an antibody in his blood. That's why he didn't turn into one of the, you know, basically zombie killers. Well, they're not even zombies. They still have their intelligence. Is because...
Come back in the light.
Is because... He can basically give them the serum and cure them, but they don't want it. They end up killing you. They don't want the truth. They've gone too far down the road. They're now part of the system.
Now we can sleep in peace.
Now they can sleep in peace. They live, we sleep.
Robert, you're evil. I'm part of the family, Robert. I'm sorry.
Of course, this is all a Christ allegory. Because his gun jams, he can't stop, he's trying to save her.
You don't have to stay.
He was about to give her the serum, but it's too late. But then, basically, a few people survived. They get some of his blood. Some of the other scientists figure it out and are able to hopefully start a new beginning by curing the folks that have the virus. And it's all an allegory of what's really going on. All right, that's it on that subject. I'm telling you, folks, it's pure evil. I mean, they're putting stuff in the water on purpose and bragging about it to screw up your sexuality. And notice they now tell you being heterosexual is bad, see? That's because having children is bad. It's because living is bad. They're building a world not for people. They're not sending astronauts to space anymore. That's the plan. They're not building planes that humans pilot anymore. They're handing us over to the machines. Ray Kurzweil, Bill Joy, Wozniak, one of the founders of Apple, he said the machines are going to kill everybody. We're building a world... Without humans. I didn't originate all this. The decision's been made. And the Washington Post idiots sit there making fun of me like it's okay. Do you get it? You and your family are targeted, jackass. But people just want to feel like they're winners, so they just side with the power structure because it pats them on the head. Okay. By the way, folks, I've been out of town. We need to fund our operation when I leave town. Obviously, we don't focus so much on promotion. I tend to not do it either because I'm so focused on the information. You need to fund our operation, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Today is the last day to get 30% off on DNA Force. We've never had a special of this magnitude. InfoWarsLife.com and a lot of the other products are there as well, InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach.
And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/